Welcome to Ism Radio. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Ladies and gentlemen, today's show is brought to you by Gifted and Lit. It's some DVD series right here, Gifted and Lit. So parents and teachers, you got to order Gifted and Lit at giftedandlit.com. It's a program that uses hip-hop and cartoons to teach lessons, mathematics, science, reading, and much, much more. Go to giftedandlit.com, ladies and gentlemen. And today's show is also brought to you by the Ism Angels book, right there with these two lovelies. You can get that at ismradio.com, izmradio.com, to see these lovely hot bangs bear it all for the streets.
Lovely hot bangs. Damn! Good Lord.
After school snack.
So over here we have Miss Layla. How are you, Layla?
I'm great. Feeling good.
Why are you feeling so good?
Because I finally went somewhere this weekend. I never go. I always do kid stuff.
Oh, damn.
So I finally got out this weekend with Bree. Me and Bree went out a couple of times. I've seen her every 3 days in a row.
Oh, we're going to have to talk about that. Bree, how are you, dear?
I'm excellent. What's up?
We're going to talk about, you got the shades on. Was it one of those kind of nights?
Or
you
no. Just, no.
You glammed up?
Yeah,
you leveling up today? What's
fleeky.
That?
I'm fleeky.
You
right
fleeky.
Now.
Fleeky and freaky.
There no, you no, go. No! I did not say freaky.
I want to know the feedback words. From the book. I'm curious.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. All the listeners. How are you guys?
Because
a lot of you guys.
Too. Let's,
who all has the book? Who has the,
Lord, I'm nervous.
The Ism? Angels book. Where are my listeners all in the chat room? Where you at, guys? Which one of you guys have the book? And I'll have you guys call up in a minute,
yeah,
you know,
because,
you know,
hear.
The phone lines are so janky sometimes, but we'll have the phone lines popping in a minute.
Yes.
Somebody said page 9 is lit. Hold on, let me take a look and see.
Oh,
hold
Lord.
On, page 9. Hold on.
I think I know what page
hold
9
on.
Is.
It said page 9
already
is lit.
Know.
Hold on.
No.
Oh.
I knew it.
You know that.
I
yep.
Knew
yep.
It. I knew
yep.
It.
Yep. Now.
I knew
yep.
It.
Page 9 is lit, ain't it?
I knew
yes.
It. I knew it.
Yes.
That's the best
that's
one
yeah,
to me,
yeah.
too. I love that one, too. It was acrobatics
yes.
involved.
Yes, indeed.
That.
Yes and no. I can't show y'all. Y'all got to get the book. You got to get it. No, nope, you don't get no freebies. See. No freebies, nigga.
You have to pay for that ass.
You
got to
pay for it.
You wasn't supposed to tell them there was no ass on that.
So what did y'all asses do this week?
Where do we start, Bree? Okay, so we'll start with Bree calling me up on like a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Like, Layla. Because normally we text each other, but she phone called. She made a call.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, what's she? Okay. I was like, hello? She was like, yeah, girl, what are you doing Friday?
Is that my voice?
That ain't Bree's voice.
She turned to Michael Jackson.
I know.
She was like,
yeah,
girl. She
sound like
hey,
a white woman.
Hey, bitch, what you doing Friday?
That's more like it. All right, that's more like, now this story's more believable. All right.
I was like, nothing much. She was like, could you get a babysitter? I said, yeah, I think I can. She's like, because I want to set you up on a blind date.
Oh, shit.
And so she, you know, explained a little background on the guy. So I was like, okay, he sounds civilized. So we could do this. The only problem is, not a problem, but the only thing is you're going to have to come with us because I don't know this guy and you need to be there. And
she's a weirdo.
Oh, Lord.
You ain't never been on a blind date.
Girl, I've been in a relationship for, if I did, it was 1985.
Or you ain't never met anybody outside, like while you were out, and then you guys just like kicked it for the rest of the night and like it turned into a
but
date.
But this is the thing. I've never met this guy. And I'm like, it's just weird. We never talked on the phone. We never text or like literally no communication.
See what you're saying,
so I was like, this is Bree's friend. Let her, you know, it'll be an easy, I'll feel more comfortable.
Yeah, so, and I hadn't seen him in a while. So.
Yeah, okay. So Bree came. Bree and her cousin actually came with us. So it was like three other girls and there was the dude. And we went to Tao.
Well, who's the other dude?
The guy, the
date. The day. Okay.
Yes.
Why she had to say three girls and one dude?
No, yeah. Not like that. But yeah, we went to Tao and it was like we went to the lounge parts. We had drinks and food and it was a really cool vibe. And he seemed really cool.
Okay.
It was a bit of an age difference, but honestly, it wasn't that big of an age difference.
Now, how old was he?
I don't don't want to tell the man age.
You already said it.
Nobody knows this nigga.
Yeah, that's true. I want to say he said he was 48 or 49.
Okay.
He was 48, 49.
Okay.
And, but he looked super, when I say this fool looked like he's 29, I could not believe it that he was 49. He only admitted his age because we were talking about kids and he said he had a daughter that was like older. So I was like, it had to match up to his age.
Yeah.
But he was super cool. Cool. So that's cool.
That's it.
Okay, Bree got, okay, you know Bree's vegan now, right?
Okay.
Kind of, you know, she's working her vegan thing. She got so drunk, we was clowning her the whole night. So to me, that was the funniest part of the night because we were clowning how drunk she was.
I got drunk so fast.
So fast.
But the service was, some of the service was bad. So he ended up like bringing us all these free drinks. I normally don't even order that.
Yeah, they just kept bringing us free drinks because they made us wait like an hour on our food.
And then hey, let's take this one right now.
Shots. They kept bringing shots.
That was it.
Yeah.
Fatima, what's the air on? Shit.
It's hot in our refrigerator.
It is hot in here. Yeah, so, but the thing
it's
is.
It's on what? Hold on. God damn.
Oh.
Girl, don't put that on 72.
Oh, 67.
God damn. My assistant, Fatima.
You over here sweating.
Name it, he's so mad.
Fatima be having it hot than a motherfucker
in
here. It be hot as hell, and Fatima be sitting her ass up in here in a coat.
Look, she has a thick ass sweater.
It's literally forest fires around this motherfucker because of the heat. There's fire trucks around the neighborhood. Right? I'm not even exaggerating.
It's hot as hell outside.
And Fatima come her ass in here with some Ugg boots and a Scully. Shit. Lord. But go ahead. No, what happened?
No, the guy, though, I liked it because he doesn't drink or smoke or anything. He said he's never had a drink before in his life. So that was a cool thing. So he got to watch me and Brie act a fool.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Damn. So it looked like romance.
It was a good connection.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I talked to him like a day after. No, not the next day, but the day after that. And we just had a quick chat, you know, over the phone. And said we both had a nice time. And we haven't had a second date yet or planned a second date. But he seemed really cool.
Now,
a little connection.
Now, where'd you know him from, Bree?
I met him in Atlanta when we were both living there at the same time. Didn't know it.
Okay.
But yeah, my one of my friends introduced me to him. And we kind of just hit it off like, as far as, like, being cool. Like, he had a girl at the time. So we were just like.
And this is a brother, right?
Yeah, he's black.
Okay. Oh, he's black, yes. Okay, yes, Tariq.
Y'all mentioned something else about some Italian.
No, that was a joke.
It was a joke.
Oh, I was about to say. Okay. It's a joke. Okay, don't get that started.
No, Ben Witching over here. Okay, he's the same color as me. Okay. We're like both little brownies.
Yes.
He's hella cool.
That's what's up. Yeah. And where else did y'all go this week?
Okay, so then my brother, Matt Barnes had a big charity event at my brother's house. Shout out to Matt Barnes and his charity event. It was Matt Barnes, Snoop, and Nick Cannon. They all threw it together. So I invited Bree to that. So she came over, and yeah, it was nice.
So did y'all meet some nice niggers there too?
You know,
it was so many black people there.
So many.
It was so many good looking black people.
And
no, I did not.
Oh, damn.
No, I did not. Like, we met some people, but, like, not on hey, I want to talk to you some more. But the thing about this party was, it was so many people there. So many, even prominent people. But
there
just, like, as far as numbers, there were a lot of people, and it was set up really nice. There were tacos. There were drinks. All this was free.
Okay.
And everybody was standing around.
Oh, shit.
Yes!
And DJ got on the radio like...
It was DJ Clue, by the way. He was,
oh, damn. Oh, that shit sounded like it was lit.
It was lit. We would have invited you.
Thanks for the invitation, but shit. Nobody told me shit.
Come outside.
He wasn't coming.
I know Matt follows me on Instagram. I know
you should have.
We invite you to a party.
And Matt, come on the show. I asked Matt to come on the show before. Matt, come on the show and chop it up. But go ahead.
Yeah, we should have called him.
We should have. He was so cool.
But yeah, it was... And the one or two chicks that did start dancing or like tried to get in the pool, everybody like snared at them.
Oh, damn. Like, bitches.
You're doing too much.
Oh, wow.
It was weird because it's so weird. We say that about LA. We're like, I don't know. Somebody else said that too. Like, why the F is nobody there? But maybe because it was like a cannabis party too.
Oh.
But okay. He's promoting medical for cancer.
Oh,
because
okay.
I think some like his mom or something died of cancer. So
it
was really good. They had some of the stuff didn't even have THC in it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So it was a really good event. It was really nice.
That shit sounded like it was popping.
It was popping. I was thinking to invite Tariq, but I was like, Tariq, I ain't gonna come.
Yeah, y'all could have threw me the invite. I mean, you know, my schedule fluctuates. You dig?
Here you go.
And by the way,
Kevin Durant was there too.
Oh, okay.
It was dope. It was really dope.
Now next week we're not gonna do the show next week. I'm gonna be in Atlanta next week. Next week I'm gonna be in Atlanta. We're gonna be filming for HC5 down there.
We are gonna be in Atlanta.
they flaky ass. Yeah. They're going to do shit. They're going to be right here at the damn Buffalo Wild Wings.
Not me. Ain't nothing I can eat in Buffalo Wild Wings.
Man. Oh, yeah. Did you guys see, you saw the Atlanta episode?
We did.
Yes.
I loved it.
Man. Everybody likes that. That episode that is off the chain.
It was long, too.
It was long. The Chicago episode will probably be out tomorrow.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, that one's ready, too. So
is that one long, too?
I got to check and see.
Because remember, originally, I think you said you were going to do it like
20, 30 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the longer, the better, which
yeah,
is
no,
good.
Yeah, no, it's light. It's dope.
Atlanta was really good.
It was I can't wait to be. Everybody's like, when y'all doing it again? When y'all doing it again? When we doing it again?
And some chick tagged me, and I wish the tag. You guys got to start hashtagging our names if you want us to see. Because you tag me or like at me, it goes away too fast because of all of the notifications. Oh. But a girl, she went to like all of the places. I don't know if she was in New Orleans or Atlanta, but you could tell like, oh, I went to Pretty Plates, and then she went somewhere else that we've been. So,
people are really, because people hit me up, too.
It's very informative.
Yeah.
A lot of people are going. Yes.
I'm a news reporter now.
Yes. Indeed. I know when I get to Atlanta, the first place I'm hitting up is Pretty fucking Plates.
I know. I'm so jealous. I cannot wait to go back.
I want to go for food. I can't wait.
Now, Layla, what's happening out here in the news?
Oh, I don't even hate. Too much going on. It is a lot going on. I don't even want to report on this, but I guess I am a reporter. Because I like this guy. I really do. Okay, so did you guys hear about Usher and how he has to hand over his medical records in the next month? Because there's a case against him, and so they're getting ready for like a little like pretrial or whatever. And it's a guy, it's an anonymous man. He said he was exposed to herpes by Usher at a spa with a sexual encounter.
Oh, damn.
I don't know if I believe this.
How can you just pull out the air where you got to do
this? I don't believe it. Because, and then another thing is, remember Tinquasia Sharpton?
Was it Tinquasia? Was that her name? It was something like that.
But my point is, they need the medical records for her because all these cases are going to be tried at around the same time.
Wow.
So she, Quintasia, she's going on trial, and then this anonymous man who doesn't, you know, want to be exposed to his name.
And that's the thing. People can make up frivolous bullshit, and then you got to provide your records. And because they did that to Wesley Snipes. Years ago, some lady said she got pregnant by Wesley Snipes, and they made him submit a DNA test and found out the woman's just a crackhead, and
that's
she's lying. And that's sad that any random person can lie, and then you got to do all this shit to disprove some random crackhead.
Yeah, but so people don't have to have any link of evidence before you have to start pulling out medical records and stuff like
that? Man, obviously they don't, depending on who the prosecutors are. The prosecutors sometimes will be like, okay, well, I believe him, so give me proof that you didn't do it. You know what I'm saying?
That's so crazy that Usher got to go through that. His medical or his personal business, that's personal.
Exactly.
Like, come on. Like, and what if they find out he didn't give it to him?
How is he going to find out, though? Like,
because they're going to see the medical
records. So if he does have herpes, like how are you just gonna pick this one person and said I got him from this one person?
And the thing, the name of the game is to bring the lawsuit so that you can get a payout. Because a lot of folks, you don't want to have to do all that. You don't want to have to go and
so
back and forth.
To go away.
Right. Just you say, look, let's just settle. I pay you to shut the fuck up so I ain't got to do all this medical shit. So that's what it's usually about.
And what about the Quintasia?
He gonna be broke as hell.
Yeah, her big ass was definitely trying to come up. Like, nobody believed that shit.
I don't believe any of this. But yeah, poor Usher. So yeah, he has to come out the medical records in the next month. So,
man.
Prayers out to Usher.
Bree, what else is happening out here, dear?
Mr. Kanye West is in the news again for the millionth time.
What'd he do this time?
Well, first of all, he was on Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, I saw that.
And was asked the question, how can you vehemently stand and say George Bush does not like black people or care about black people, but have so much good things to say about Trump?
Yeah, he asked them, you know, all this stuff with immigration, all this stuff. Can you honestly co-sign this stuff? And Kanye sat his ass down and didn't say no. He got stuck.
He claimed he didn't get stuck, but he lying.
So, because he said, because when they went to commercial, we had a very candid conversation. And
oh, please.
No.
He said he wanted to gather his thoughts.
Oh, that nigga got stuck. You can't, because he can't answer that shit.
You can't answer it because if he... He feels so strongly about that, man. He should have known what to say right then and there. When you're that passionate about something and Trump being your friend, you supporting him, he should have had an answer right then and there.
His ass got stuck in the sunken fucking place. Wait, that's okay, why he got, right. He literally got stuck in the sunken
place. So let's keep going. Yeah. So Kim released a video on her Insta Live, on her Insta story, of her and her son playing with the Snapchat filters. Kanye West is standing behind them, not moving an inch.
Yeah, he's just standing there. That looked real weird.
So if you look at this video, you have to know. You have to know.
Something's wrong with him?
There is something. He looks like he's in a trance.
Yeah, he's just standing. They're playing, and he's just like standing with his back turned. He's just standing there, not moving. And people have said that the Kardashians are some Armenian witches. I've heard that for real.
I've heard that for real too, like from people in the industry.
So when I see shit like this, there's a reason niggas get around them and just lose their fucking mind. They end up in crack houses, hoe houses, coon houses.
Exactly, but why ain't nobody trying to save these black men?
Man.
Because they don't want to be saved.
None of their friends are trying to save them. Or is that?
I mean, it's just something they say is the Kardashian curse. When they get around them Kardashians, fucked up shit happens.
That shit hurt my feelings to see him standing back there like that.
Yeah. You know what's sad about that too? Because Kanye, when he met Kim, he was in a vulnerable place because he's the only child and he lost his mom. Yeah. His mom was his best friend. And that's probably a horrible feeling.
But has he been milking that as an excuse to do coon shit though?
It's probably a mixture.
And I think everybody else put that on Kanye. I don't feel like he said it.
I don't
feel like he said as much as his fans do. Oh, he lost his mother, he went crazy.
Right.
And it's like, how y'all say that? And he ain't said none of the sort.
But because you don't say something don't mean it's and just not happening.
And losing your parent or any type of relative, that don't turn you into a fucking coon.
That's all right? True. That is true.
Yeah, it might.
Oh, my mama
crazy.
Gone. What about black on black crime? No. That was already in it.
That's true.
No excuse for his coonery.
So I feel like there's something else going on in the Kim Kardashian Kanye situation. Because he released a song this week.
Oh, Lord.
Talking about how he want to have sex with all the you ever had a sister you wanted to hit, a sister-in-law you wanted to hit. Well, I have four of them.
Oh.
They probably be down, though. They so
boy, that's coon talk. That's coon talk.
They so weird.
Oh, no, Bree. Did you hear what he said? Okay, so you know that he was talking about, I think it was still Jimmy Kimmel. They were talking
about.
Did
you say Kimball?
Jimmy Kimball.
You said it again. All right.
Still being his name.
No, leave Layla alone. Leave her alone. She's trying. We're bathing her in the anointment of Christ. So leave her alone. Go ahead.
Go to hell, y'all. Both of y'all. No, but I think it was the same interview, but he was talking about how he still watches Pornhub or whatever.
Yeah.
So the guy, it's a big director named Greg Lancey, I think his name is. But anyway, he came at Kanye and said, hey, I want you to direct a porno.
Oh, Lord.
And so I think he might be in the talks of, you know, directing a porno. But the thing.
Well, he should get his wife and Ray J.
Right. No, guess what kind of porn he said he likes to watch, though? This is why I mentioned this.
Uh-oh. What is it?
Black on white porn, of course.
Of course.
That's what he said.
Of course.
And then he said, of course, after that.
Yeah,
ain't that a bitch?
Coon talk.
Ain't that a bitch?
I'm not shocked. It's just coon talk. More coonery.
He's like, it's a shame, Kanye. Lord. It's a real shame. Like,
what happened to that black girl he was with?
Man.
Remember that black girl he was with when he first got in the game? I think her name was
Girl. Talking about first got in the game. She's so long gone.
That's a long shit. That's a long time ago.
But he's the one that said when you get on, you leave your ass for a white girl. So he
did
it.
Yeah, he was talking about his goddamn self. Yeah. What y'all think about Omarosa's ass?
Oh,
Omarosa's spilling.
Trying to jump ship.
Man.
Ain't
nobody about to save her.
Man.
Y'all better not save her.
I'm on the fence.
Now,
she's a coon. Let's get that straight. She's a full coon.
But the
fact that she's throwing Trump and them under the bus.
Well, at least
I'm with that, though.
Okay.
Keep throwing them under the bus.
Until he start patting her on her head.
Now, understand. She's only doing it because they fired her. She would have been right there going along with the bullshit, knowing that they're racist. She was going along with it until they fired her. But what she did, she had insurance. She knew that, you know, the potential of them firing her would be there. So she was taping them all along. So, again, she's a full coon. But I do give her props for throwing all of them under the bus.
Because she didn't why did it take so long for her to get fired?
A long ass time ago.
Well, no, she had to get the book deal secured. You know, so she was already plotting. I pop my collar to that.
So do you think she was like an undercover on like on our side?
Not
no,
at all.
No, 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 no. Like, Omarosa's an opportunist. No, no, no. Okay. She if they were going to let her get that money, that yearly salary, right, and just let her stay on, she would have been on Coonan. She would have been good. But she knew how racist they were, so she's one of those flip-floppers. She's like, well, just in case they shit on me, I'm going to have me a little insurance here. I know how racist they are. My job is to go out here and act like they ain't racist. If they throw me under the bus, I'm going to tell the truth. And that's what she did.
I'm glad she knew they was racist, though, because I really, in my heart and my soul, thought she thought they were not racist.
Look, all coons know that these white supremacists are racist. Coons play a role. Mm-hmm. And usually they get paid or they get...
This is coon shit is deep.
Yeah. This coon shit is
deep. We need a coon class.
Yeah.
Can we get a coon class going?
Yeah. We got to get Jesse back up here. And I like, shout out to Jesse.
No shout out to Jesse. He's weak.
But what we do, we need to fund coons ourselves. We need to have coons infiltrate shit and have them report back to us on a regular basis. Not just get up there and just wait on themselves to get thrown under the bus before they say something.
Right.
Because what was this white lady that showed up at your crib the other day?
What was that?
Dude, I heard a knock on the door yesterday. It was like, boom, 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 boom. Like, who in the fuck is this? Mm. So it was some random white lady was like, hey, you guys have my phone? I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? She's like, yeah, I got my Find Your Phone app brought me to this address saying that my phone is here. Like, no, we don't have your phone. Well, yeah, it's giving me the address here, and you sure nobody has it? And I'm like, no.
Nobody
and she's
has
all
it.
Looking in the, somebody thought we let her in the house. No, we didn't. We have a glass door, so she's looking all in the house. She's like, okay, sorry to bother you guys.
But taking extra looks.
Yeah, like, you guys just moved here, huh? I'm like, what the fuck?
She asked you that?
It's on film.
She did say that.
Yeah, she did say that.
It's you on, guys I'm, just like, moved here, yeah. huh? Because you was like, nah, we've been here for a while.
Yeah, we've been here for a while. Yeah, like, I'm
that's
like,
hella sus.
Man, I'm like, okay.
That's hella sus.
That's real man, funny
I'm
style.
Like, I just.
And I'm like, how the fuck did she get in the gate? Because we live in a gated community.
Right, exactly.
Right. So she must have waited and followed somebody in.
What about that car that was sitting in front of your house? What about that the
night before? There was some strange car in front of my house all day, some Terminator looking fucking vehicle. So I'm on alert. I gotta be on alert.
You know
with the work that I do, I know I kind of expect this type of thing. And now we're about to get Hidden Colors 5. Every time I'm about to do a new movie, right, like Hidden Colors, it's always some strange shit happening. But it seems like they're turning it up now, so wow. I just gotta beef security up. You know what I mean?
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, but we're going to be all right.
Yeah, you good.
Yes, indeed.
What about Nipsey? Are you going to get Nipsey on Hidden Colors 5?
Yeah, I want to. Okay. Nipsey. Holla, Nipsey. I talked to Nipsey a couple of weeks ago. He was supposed to come through, but holla, Nipsey. Now, what else is happening out here, Layla?
Oh, Lord.
I know. I put you on the spot real fast.
Put me on the spot. Hold on. Yes. Let me get my news.
Yes.
Okay. This is kind of funny. Mm-hmm. I was cracking up at this. Okay, did y'all watch Love and Hip Hop, by the way? Yes. Any of it?
Yes.
Okay.
I saw clips of it.
Okay, so this whole thing, to me, this is the best part about watching Love and Hip Hop is Lyrica and A1 for me this season. They are Love and Hip Hop right now. Mm. They
that's
are
so
the
bad.
Show.
That
and
is so bad.
You know why? Because to me, they have the most authentic story. I know this story. If it ain't true, it just, they got me all the way in. But yeah. I know it's some truth to it. So anyway, they went on and on, back and forth, and hitting below the belt. So A1 is like, yeah, that's why your cheeks is fake, your ass is fake, and your titties is fake, right?
Oh, damn.
And then she went on him, she's like, nigga, that's why your dreads is fake. So I went online, and I got some more tea, and they said, there's a news source, they said that they dug a little bit and that A1's dreads are fake. He bought them on Amazon for $200. He bought them on Amazon for $200. And Lyrica, before she was a singer, she's also a hairstylist. And she put the dreads.
Hilarious.
So is there something wrong with having, because I don't think there's any, we get weaves. Is there something wrong with having fake dreads? Because I'm about to buy me some Amazon hair too.
Nobody would have known if she wouldn't have said that.
I know.
There's no way nobody going to go check and say,
but she,
oh, you got fake dreads in your
hair. But he exposed her ass, her cheeks, and her titties.
But that's everybody knew that too.
Yeah. Like,
I didn't know her cheeks were fake, but I only knew the ass and the titties. But I didn't know the cheeks. Threw that one in there. But that's how I know their shit is real. They're hitting below the belt.
Today is hit below the belt day.
Big time.
Straight up. She said, nigga, yo, dreads. Is there something wrong with niggas having
fake dreads?
Yeah.
I mean, shit, that's kind of moist,
For real?
Yeah.
Because she said it was like, would she put them dreads in?
That's funny. Y'all wouldn't date a nigga with some fake dreads?
How would
like
I know?
Some dread braids.
Some dread braids.
Well, if they look bad, you probably wouldn't know, but his look good.
Like, I'm like, how would you know? I wouldn't, how would you know? Now, and he keep his done.
Yeah.
His
yeah.
shit look fly.
So yeah. it's like, how would you know?
So, Bree, what else is happening out here in the streets?
Why are you laughing? It's so silly.
Because it's some more BS.
Oh, Lord. The drama.
Did I just lose my story?
Yeah, you. How are you going to lose the story live on air, Bree?
I did lose my story, but I have another. I have a better
Them
one.
Them fucking vegetables are messing with you.
Shit. No, you should have seen how she was acting at Tao, though. We was just, she made me laugh so hard on Thursday.
Y'all are so ridiculous.
She made the day because we was laughing at her the whole time.
That's hilarious. Yeah, I heard, yeah. There's even more beef. Like I said, today is Hit Below the Belt Day. Nicki Minaj.
Oh, yes, I'm waiting on y'all to talk about this. This is the shit right here.
Yes, this is the
story. Story
steady
right here.
Throwing blows.
Okay, like, explain from the top because it's a lot. I came in, I saw Nicki shitting on everybody. She's slicing motherfuckers.
By the way, her album is fucking dope.
Yeah, the album's
told
good.
Y'all that.
Yeah,
her
that
album is dope
I
as
told
fuck.
Y'all she was dope as fuck. Yeah.
Now what happened? Now what happened with DJ Self? Something
that's it's too much.
I don't even know what his role start, in. I don't know
okay.
what's going.
I can start a little bit. And you
well, I don't know, start. Layla.
No, I know.
Okay,
the story.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, Layla, know it. Let's here we
no,
go.
I'm gonna let Bree.
No, I'm gonna just start with Self. So okay, Self situation is what Safari is saying is because him and Self are cool. That's just he's saying that's just it. But what Nicki Minaj mad at Self for, Layla?
She said. That what she didn't say, but everybody is saying that Self is mad. I mean, Nicki Minaj is mad because Self said he likes Cardi B's album better.
Oh.
So she's salty about that.
Oh.
And, yeah. So,
she's salty and also said she gonna have the goons pull up on him.
Yeah.
Damn.
Right. Like so DJ Envy goes on 105 and say, I hope she didn't mean that because you're gonna say you're gonna have some goons pull up on DJ Self because of his opinion. We don't play that up in New York. Every DJ will not play your album.
Mm-hmm. No damn.
You don't want to mess with the DJ.
You every DJ you will cut your album out of their shit if that's how you live your life.
That's, okay, I heard him saying. I'm like, where's all? I'm just confused. Okay, now it makes sense. Wow. Yeah.
So that's the situation with the DJs.
Okay.
So she need to clear that up.
Really big time.
New York is her. It's shit. That's her stomping ground.
Yeah.
Like,
and plus, they dictate what's being played around
exactly.
the country.
Exactly.
New York
they
breaks
do.
A lot of records.
Exactly. Even though I don't know how much damage they could do to Nicki at this point with YouTube and all that type of shit, but she still needs to get on good terms with him. But Safari, yeah. Oh, she went on the radio and read all everything.
Man.
You used to do this. You didn't used to do that. I had to pay for rent because you wanted to quit a job. You wasn't no go-getter. I paid for your hairline.
Yes.
Wait, what?
She was clowning his hair. Yes.
She said she paid for the man's
hairline.
And he went to the same doctor as
Tiger. They threw Tiger under the bus.
She threw Tiger in there.
Tiger got a fake hairline too?
Yeah, oh my God.
And then somebody went and found pictures. This is a shame.
Oh, why did she do that to Tiger?
Why they threw Tiger under the
bus? Problems.
And then Safari was like, well, me and Tiger went to the same doctor. Oh, no, the same.
Different doctors.
Same day. Yeah. Like, oh, y'all really throwing my brother Tiger under the bus.
Oh,
Lord have mercy.
My God.
My God.
Why? You know, Nicki does seem a little angry, and I don't know why.
So that's what Safari
her.
Like.
This
wait a minute,
her.
Baby. Like, slow down. You ain't looking too good right now. Like, that. I'm not used to this type of Nicki.
Me neither.
You off your square. You need to get back on your square.
And I got a picture of Safari's hairline on the thing
that's
right
the
here.
Old hairline?
Yeah, this is them working on the hairline. Y'all see this? Yeah, that's the hairline. Nicki, I think Nicki put this out of... This is like the before picture, before the hairline transplant. I'm like, why is she doing
shit.
Like
so
that?
So I feel like if he never got that transplant, like, would it
even
look
like
been
he
a
has
deal?
On a real.
He fine
look,
as hell right
look
now.
Like he has on a thin stocking cap.
You always know.
His hairline is far back.
My
as
God,
he didn't look that far back.
Why my man's hairline look like?
Tariq just talking because he got a good hairline.
I know. I got
his
a robust
hairline.
Touch his
eyebrows.
I like,
shit like
I hate people beating up on Safari so
me
bad.
Me too, because I like
Safari,
him.
Safari, he's such an
come
underdog.
Oh,
what
did
I do? Oh,
Mitchell.
I done fucked up. Hold on. I done took the video down. Hold on.
I done fucked
all the way up.
Could y'all see us?
Hold on. Shit.
No, that let hairline was worth the fuck up, though.
Yeah. There we go. I'm back. That hairline just caused confusion. The gravity from his hairline removed the video. That shit, so God, his hairline got solar energy.
I'm not engaging.
Oh, let me stop. Y'all leave this brother
Safari,
alone.
Safari, come on the show.
Yes.
Come on the show and defend yourself.
Yes, Safari, come through. But Nicki was saying stuff. I mean, she was saying, like, there was something about dick pics.
Yeah.
That he was asking them to take down some dick pics. I mean, god damn.
Yeah, she put a lot of business out there.
Why
is
she doing that to him? So he didn't have no money. She literally supported him.
Yeah.
100.
Yeah. Oh no, but she ain't say that 100. She was just saying there was times. But wasn't he right?
Okay, allegedly. There was, yeah, people were saying he was writing her raps and stuff.
Yeah, and then he retracted that statement and said, because he said that today, I already put out a statement saying I never wrote your rhymes.
Oh, damn. Yeah, he backtracked on that.
Yeah, he backtracked.
So do y'all think he lied about that?
He said he didn't. So
she stabbed him, and he lied and said he tried to kill himself so they wouldn't take her to jail, like, in the middle, in the height of her career.
God damn. I feel bad for Safaree. Safaree just...
He's a nice guy.
I mean, people just kind of beat up on the dude. I mean... Nikki done dumped him fucking with Meek Mill.
She stabbed him.
And he said that she was fucking with Meek Mill before their relationship was over, and she told him. I already knew. He was like, I already knew it was about to end because you told me you was fucking with Meek Mill.
You know how I feel though, y'all? I'm gonna seriously say something right now. Sometimes I feel that women that make more money, and I'm not saying about all women.
Yeah.
I feel like sometimes they take a role where they feel like they could just do whatever because they paying for everything. Don't you kind of feel like that?
Some men do too, shit.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the same thing. Very
true. But a lot of women seem like they have low-key disrespect for dudes when they have more money than them, when they're running it.
That's true.
You dig? Because women are used to dating up. You're supposed to date up.
Exactly.
So if you're doing, you know, you got it popping and a dude is doing, you know, a little less than you looking at him funny style. Like, damn, I ain't learning from this nigga. He ain't upgrading. You know what I'm saying?
But here's the gag between them. They came up together. Right. So that should have been the difference. Like, he was there when you was grinding.
You had nothing.
Right. Yeah, he was probably front footing the bill for a whole lot of shit. It was probably a time or two she had to come up with some money. But for the most part, he was taking care of you. And that, you don't supposed to change.
You're not supposed to shit on
through
people.
The money. Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
And even if you are going to change, she like, I put you in places to make money. Ooh, you wouldn't be here if I wasn't pushing my pen. Yeah, that's cool and dandy. Mm. But let that shit ride. Like, why are you still so mad about it?
I wonder if she have the big head now, because I like her.
She had the big head. Yeah. What do you mean?
Yeah. Mm. And she upgraded. She upgraded and was like, okay, I'm doing better than this nigga, but you make a point. They came up together.
Exactly.
That's a very good point.
It's supposed to have been more amicable. They never brought closure to that shit. That's the problem. That's why this shit is just going on and on and on and on. Because a lot of times, you know, when couples come up or whatever, they bring closure to it. And they like, Kamora Lee Simmons and Russell.
Exactly.
They got closure. They're like, look, we got businesses. I got a business for you. I'm doing this. We're raising our kids. We ain't going to be bickering back and forth. We good. There's closure there. Mm-hmm. With them, it was raggedy. They were both young. They came up. She started fucking with Meek, and you know, it's emotions. So
do you think because neither one of them are married or have kids on either side, is that still... that beef still lingering in between them? Because I think if you've moved on in a way, she wasn't saying all this shit about him when she was in a relationship.
No, she claims she is in a relationship. Did you hear the other interview she did?
No.
Swear, she said, I don't know what interview, this is a real thing, you guys. Don't let me make this shit up.
Yeah.
She said she was, because I have to do a disclaimer for y'all motherfuckers. But no, she said she's not going to disclose who she's with, because she said, my new man, because somebody said, I seen you with Gucci bags and this and that, and somebody keeps buying you something, but you're not saying who it is. She was like, yes, my new man, and they're like, who is it? And she was like, I'm not disclosing my relationship anymore because, you know, it's always causes problems, so I'm not going to tell anybody. Yes, I'm in a relationship, but nobody will know. Did I do a good job on that?
Yeah. Yes.
She does all that shit.
Man, but hopefully they get closure to that. And Safaree needs to be chipped off. He needs to get something. Yeah, that might be the root of it, because he's like, I wrote rhymes and, you know.
I think he over it.
Yeah.
Getting money.
Safaree, come lay on Bree's breast for comfort. Come just lay one hand on Bree's breast.
And don't get your hairline rubbed on my nipples, nigga. The hairline might come off.
Y'all dead wrong.
My God. Layla, what else is happening out here, dear?
What is happening? Oh, you know, this is actually positive. I'd love to talk about this. So Taraji P. Henson just created a foundation in honor of her late father, Boris Lawrence Henson, which it's a foundation that gives students that are majoring in mental health scholarships.
Okay.
So I think that's really, really dope, because I feel like in the Black community, mental health is swept under the rug.
Really is. Yeah. There's some crazy niggas out here.
She's also going to end
her. It's a huge topic right now.
Yes, it is, because I'm so happy it's finally come to light. Because sometimes, remember back in the day, and they'd be like, they just call everybody crazy. Oh, ain't nothing wrong with that boy. Or whatever. Yeah. You know, no. We need
put
to
put you in the LD class.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, and not everybody's the same. So she's also going to, in her foundation, she's going to like the schools in the area she's going to, like the urban area, she's gonna you know, give them help, mental health, which I don't know. Yes. I can't talk today, y'all.
It's okay.
Oh. I'm hungry.
Let's check these calls and see who's popping. What's up? Who's calling?
I'm so hungry.
Oh, what's up? This is Orlando from Texas.
Hey, Orlando. How you doing, brother?
I'm good. Shit, I did not think I was going to get through. What's up, Bree? What's up, Layla?
What's up?
This nigga just calling for the fuck of it. Just calling to be calling.
No, man. I just wanted to say, man, thank you for the Mac lessons. It took me years and years and years to find my breakthrough, but I found out what my problem was, and I just wanted to come up and thank you, you know, for the Mac lessons back in the day.
Yes.
My problem was I wasn't really observing my game enough. I was out here, like, not noticing the girls that were choosing me, and come to find out bad bitches were choosing me and shit.
Yep.
Yeah, but anyway, I finally, I was real, like, kind of scared to talk to, like, I'm scared, like, it's weird. I'm not scared of white people. I'm not scared of any other race, but I'm scared to talk to black women. And,
Are you still scared, or you used to be scared?
Still kind of. I mean,
I finally stepped up to a dime
that was in college, and I talked to her, and guess what she told me? I asked for the number, and guess what she told me?
What'd she say?
She told me no. But that was the best feeling in the world, dog, because she didn't, like, when she told me no, well, she didn't tell me no. She was kind of scared. She didn't want to say no, and she didn't want to say yes, but, like, I was laying the game down thick. Still, even when she told me that no, basically when she told me no, I felt so good after that shit, and I just want to thank you, Queen Slay.
Why'd you feel good after she said no?
Because, like, okay, when black women down here, like, okay, I live in East Texas. East Texas and Dallas are not the same. East Texas is where Houston is and shit like that, and Dallas is, like, kind of North Texas. Okay, down here in East Texas, a lot of these black women, they like to slow mac. They like the slow mac method. You know, they want you to sit there and cupcake with them.
Yeah.
And the less game is the best game in East Texas. In Dallas and North Texas, they like the game. Like, they choose faster. The like, black and white don't matter. No matter. But down here in East Texas, you gotta, like, I don't know. It's like I like to talk and shit like that. I like to spit my game and shit like that. But, like, black women, they don't like you to talk too much for some reason down here. Like, when you talk to them, like, you come into them correct. Like, you come into them correct, laying the game down, talking and shit like that. And they just zone out. I don't know what it is. It's like you got to be quiet. Just be like, hi.
You know? Do. And that's the thing. You can't talk yourself out the game. A lot of women don't like a nigga just sitting there running his fucking mouth. That's not what having game is. You know, game is having an aura. The game is not. See, that's the thing. People got it mixed up. They think a nigga's supposed to say some magic words and they're supposed to get the women swooning. No, that ain't it, man. It's your vibe.
Less is actually more.
That's why when women, you talking, women are zoning out. They're like, I don't want to hear this shit from this nigga. I don't know. They don't give a fuck about none of that shit. Dude, you got to interact with the women. That's the thing, brother. Y'all say a bunch of paragraphs and sentences and then say, give me your number at the end, and then niggas are shocked that the women said no. No, you got to interact with the women. They want to engage with you. They don't want to just hear you bumping your lips. They want to engage. It has to be an experience, meaning that they're included. A lot of it, when dudes approach women, the women are not included. They know that you're saying the same shit to every other woman in there. So they're not connected to what you're saying, bro. When you step to them, hey, what's your name? Who are you here with? Where are you from? What kind of work you do? You're interacting with them on a very genuine level. You're really listening to what she's saying, and then you're reacting to what the woman is bringing you. They appreciate that because now it's all about her. It's not no general bullshit you done came up with that you're using on everybody. And you tailor your conversation to the particular woman. And then you say, okay, well, we need to continue this conversation. Let's change numbers. You'll get a 100% cooperation rate if you look at it from that perspective. You understand?
100%. Do you guarantee that?
I say damn near guarantee it. I tell dudes, if you get 5 minutes with a woman, you're getting the number. If you can get 5 minutes of conversation, the number is going to be yours. You guys are going to take it to the next level.
You're right about that.
Okay. You did?
Hey, I do got a question.
Go ahead, brother.
Okay, this is strange. This shit is strange. Okay, this is what I'm coming to find out. It's like the people I don't want at all, like even if they dimes or not, but when they from another race, like they want me. They choose hard. It doesn't matter if it's celebrity, rich, poor, don't matter, young, old. They come at me. But when I want a black woman down here in East Texas, they give me the hardest time trying to get at them, like straight up. So I'm trying to see what that is. It's like when I don't want them, they like me. But when I want them, they like, ugh.
This is what it is. This is what it is. This is what it is. Understand, when you deal with other races of people, they fetishize us. We're like a fetish. So it doesn't matter what your conversation is like or what your game is like. They look at the black skin and they say, okay, I want a black person. You understand? And you'll fit the bill. That's all it is. It's a fetish. So you don't have to have, that's why you see corny niggas with white and Asian girls. You don't have to have no game. It's just like, hey, a black guy.
Yep.
You, and just like with sisters, the white dudes, there's no decorum. There's no criteria. Hey, a black girl. You dig? So when you deal with another black person, like, I'm black, you black, so your blackness don't mean shit. You better show me something else, nigga. So they have a higher standard for you. They want you to step up to the plate with something better than, hey, yo, I'm black. That's why when black folks get around white people and Asians, we start cooning it up a little bit and bedwinching it up. You dig? Niggas start bucking their eyes because you start blacking it up a little bit. You start with the yo, because that's what they want. They want the black experience. Mm-hmm. So when you get with another black person, they're like, I want an interactive experience. It ain't just your blackness that's going to sell me on you. Mm-hmm. You feel me? All right, brother.
Yeah, why do you want it so easy anyway? Thank
you. All right, brother. Thank you for the call. Yes, indeed. Hold on, all these damn calls. Hold on, we get this shit. God damn it.
Tariq be acting like he about to fall in lava when the phone be ringing.
Like, God, I hate that. That shit is so irritating. All them bling, bling,
that
all
is
that
so
shit.
True, though, because I noticed, like, if a black guy gets with, like, a other, they never look like nothing. But if it's with a sister, she going to have to be super fine.
Same thing.
But he'll be with old fat white girl.
Yeah, and that niggas kill me, man. These sisters ain't stepping up to the plate, man. These sisters ain't got it going. Man, and they go get some honey boo-boo looking white bitch.
Yeah.
Just because she's white. Yep. That's it. That's all. And their sisters be out here bedwinching. They be talking about these brothers ain't stepping up to the plate. These brothers ain't bringing it to the table. Then they go date a motherfucking hillbilly who live in a trailer park.
Yep.
So it's the whiteness. So people fetishize, black people fetishize them. We fetishize others. So we got to get off that.
I hear that a lot, though. Like, black women are harder to talk to. White women always try to talk to me. They're easy. You know what I mean?
No, because you're a damn fetish.
Right.
You dig?
Right.
And we got to get off that thing about being a fetish to other groups. Because another thing, they kind of make sure that you have a coon spirit when they bring you around. Mm. I was watching that 90 Day Fiancé show.
That's a show. He mentioned that every week.
I mention it all the time.
I have to start watching this.
You got to watch it because they go to, oh man.
What day does it come on? Sundays?
Or it comes on Sunday.
Every week.
Layla asks every week.
I don't remember that shit.
It comes Sunday. And, you know, the Nigerian, this white lady from Florida, from Georgia. She's from Rome, Georgia. Country as hell. She's a Trump supporter. Mm. So she went over there to Nigeria to get this brother, and this nigga has a picture of Donald Trump on his mantle. Donald Trump, I love him.
No.
So they've already coon screened this nigga. They're making sure that this nigga's a coon before he even think about getting a green card.
Wow.
You dig? And that's what they do. That's a fetish. And when they fetishize you, they almost treat you like a pet. Mm-hmm. So you have to do what masses
says.
Same
thing as slavery.
Yeah, same thing. Same goddamn thing.
Mm-mm-mm.
Did y'all catch Insecure?
No.
Yeah.
I'm so behind on Power.
Y'all miss
she was
all
drunk. She was too busy drunk. No,
man.
I'm messing with
her. Damn, you steady for my business in the
show.
I've never seen her. But she was holding it together, though. She was holding it. She was like, oh, yeah. She's looking
struggling.
Cute.
What do you drink? You seem like you can handle liquor. So something to get your ass drunk. Yeah.
I usually drink Jameson.
Yeah.
Right? With ginger ale. Something. Very straight to the point.
Yeah.
And so, that, like I said, the service was bad. So he kept, I have you another drink, whatever you're drinking. And then he brought like some bombs, some Jaeger bombs, and was like, it was so many drinks. Like, there were full drinks left.
Yeah, we left them on the table.
Goddamn.
Because I wasn't drinking that.
I can't take this. I'm in here eating Brussels sprouts.
You didn't drink nothing?
I left full drinks on the table because I knew my limit. I said, now back in the day, this would have been gone. But you know better, you do better. I'm leaving that shit on the table I can wake up tomorrow.
Yes. Man, Bree, what else is happening out here?
You put me on the spot.
Yes, I did. Y'all stay ready. You ain't got
to
get ready.
No, so I actually want to talk about, we met a dude. I want to talk to you about this. So wait, okay. So first, James Bond producers are leaning towards Idris Elba.
You're worse than Layla.
I know.
Idris Elba.
And I'm so excited about that.
Yeah.
Mm. I just like wonder, is everybody else as excited? Because even though he's a black man, he's still very like, has very James Bond statuesque.
He's British. He's a British dude. Yeah.
Do you think they're doing that because of the whole Black Panther thing? They see we do box office numbers.
Hell yeah.
Get every black nigga you can.
They about to capitalize off that shit. Heavy.
I wonder if they're going to put a lot of black people in the... around him, like his co-stars.
Yeah, I wonder who the woman is going to be. Probably.
It needs to be me. Pick
me. Pick her, please. Idris Elba, that lady kept mentoring me.
He don't want your ass. Oh, I guess y'all ain't going to want me because Idris ain't it. But
Lord.
So we met a guy at the pool party. He's actually a very prominent Instagram photographer. Like, he has close to a million followers. He shoots a lot of different people. And, so we were kind of like trying to talk to him, engage him about working with him, like, you know, and he literally, so I felt like he was listening, but then it was like, I don't believe in relationships. Like in the middle, we was talking about something.
My God.
And he was just like, yeah, so I don't believe in relationships. And then went on this like
tangent,
like 45 minute, literally.
God,
he went on and on about. So his thing with relationships is he feels like I don't want to be tied down to a person or to their ideals about life when there is a possibility I could meet somebody that could change my life. So he put in perspective, like him standing there talking to us, he's like, okay, I'm standing here talking to you guys. If I had a girlfriend, she's standing off in the corner somewhere mad. And then when I come over there, she gonna say, oh, you was over there trying to talk to them hoes. And he was like, I don't want to have to deal with that from people. I want to be able to organically connect with whoever I choose.
Okay, that's a hell of a weird conversation to have.
Yeah, it was just random.
He went straight to not believing in relationships. But so he's not the first dude his age I've heard say that.
Like, now how old is he? How old is this guy?
Probably like 30.
Okay.
Mid-30s.
Yeah.
But a lot of dudes his age are like that. Like, feel like, I don't want to be tied down to one woman. I can have multiple
millennium,
women.
Me and my friend just had this conversation about, is these new millennium guys, we feel like they don't want to be in a one-on-one relationship. They want to be like, okay, you're the side hoe, you did this, you did that. Like, why? Mm. Why?
But he also said something like, you know, marriage is in front of the government. They just want to get in your business. And
it's a business, which he's right about.
Relationships
that.
Are a business. They sell you this Valentine's Day things. They sell you all of this stuff. So is it just preference, or is this a new wave that you think is happening?
Me and Brent were standing looking at each other like, what's happening right now?
You should have saw the dog eyes on both of us. Like,
I was like, no.
A lot of these niggas, man, it's like they're making excuses for them not being able to create a foundation. That's the thing. A lot of cats don't know how to create a foundation of a family and a relationship. They just don't know how to create a foundation, because in order to create a relationship and a family, you got to know how to build shit, meaning that, you know, you need to know how to financially create a situation where people can be taken care of. So instead of saying, I can't do that, I'm not able to do that. Well, no, I ain't about no relationships and shit, man. Fuck all that. That's the government.
If he can do that? Because both of the guys that I'm talking about are financially very stable and able to take care of other people. Like, they take care of their families, they take care of their friends, they take care of certain women, because certain women do, you know, have, I'm guessing certain women stick out a little more depending on their interaction with them. But it's just like, still, they want to live the life that a lot of men live in front of everybody versus behind closed doors.
And it's a couple of things. One thing, it might be the delayed player stage. You get a lot of dudes who are very nerdy, very young.
Yeah, you said that before.
Once they get around 30-something, these niggas get some money. You got Instagram. Niggas are Instagram photographers. So now you hot right now. Mm-hmm. You didn't get to be a player when you were younger, so now you get to get that out of your system. So a lot of that is player talk. You know, they're just going through a player stage. A lot of it is also, when niggas talk all that, I don't want no relationship, fuck that, let them niggas meet a white woman. These niggas will meet a white woman and will be in Malibu having a wedding on the fucking beach in a month. Niggas talk that, I don't want no relationship, I'm out here in the streets, I'm in the game. Let them meet a white woman who talked that fly shit to him, and these niggas are running down the goddamn altar.
That's crazy.
It better not be.
You dig?
It better not be. But I always say that men that are in stable relationships that are married, they're always successful. Have you ever seen like a really, really, really successful man without a wife? Because I haven't.
Right.
I really haven't.
Right. That's true.
I really, really have never seen a really successful man without a wife because we hold that shit down. Mm-hmm. And a man will tell you that the woman is going to hold down the house, period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what I kind of wanted to get across in the conversation, but
we couldn't really get a word in edgewise.
Well, he was one of them more chatty niggas.
Yeah, 45
but, yeah, that's very true. Like, I'm like, you, the level that you are, no matter if this is the biggest goal that you had and this is where you wanted to get, you're never going to be able to get past this level without a woman supporting
never,
you.
Never, never, never. Mm. Somebody asked me, why do I want a partner? One time when I was on my live, and I said, that's exactly why I want a partner. I said, because someone's going to always make you better. I can make someone else better and they can make me better. So that's why I don't want to be single for the rest of my life. That's why I don't want to just have any old dude. I need somebody to make me better.
And also, when a lot of dudes are when they're older, talking about, I ain't trying to get married, all that stuff. I look at them niggas' sexuality, too. Let's be real. Because some of these niggas be having these little undercover relationships, so they need justification to not have a damn wife. Because they got a boy toy somewhere. So when they get older, people always naturally ask the dude, hey, man, how come you ain't married? Where's your wife? Your family's going to ask you that. Hey,
wait,
how come
so
you ain't married?
Undercover?
A lot of niggas do. A lot of niggas...
But, like, why did the times change? Because there was a time when men still got married, but still did they shit behind closed doors. Like, they'll have 2-3 families and maybe a boyfriend somewhere.
No, these niggas be wanting dick.
No.
Yeah, these niggas be wanting, they like, I don't even want the facade. I don't want no bitch up in this house. I want some dick up in here.
So
and maybe a woman every blue moon, but some dick up in here. When I want it.
That is so scary.
Niggas be thinking like that because niggas, we got a whole, look, in the day and times we have now, they've made niggas comfortable with their lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. So why play both sides? It's okay to be bi. It's okay to be gay.
It is
now.
Okay.
That's why they're not getting married. That's why these niggas say, I don't want to marry. Why am I going to marry a woman? Well, I can fuck a woman Monday and suck a dick Tuesday.
Technically, you could do that married.
You could still do that married.
Niggas are like, well, why even do all that?
Yeah,
because
why get the emotion? Yeah,
because a lot of bisexual niggas, they lean more towards the dick.
Why is this conversation going towards gay?
It made me think of my cousin. She works at like a blood clinic. And she was telling me a story about how this guy, he got AIDS or whatever, but she's like, if you look at him, girl, you cannot tell. But I guess he confided in her. She's like, I'll be like a therapist sometimes. And he was telling her how he had a wife and kids at home and how he had a one night stand with a dude and that's how he got it. But I don't feel like it was a one night stand. I feel like he told her that. I feel like he'd been doing it and he told her that. But you know, that's how he got it or whatever. Not saying that they're the only people that get it, but you know what I'm saying? That's how it happened for him. But it was just crazy, that story to me. It made me chill.
That story is more common than not. Especially in Atlanta.
Yeah.
There was a lot of married men that were rolling down Peachtree at night. Peachtree and Six.
Oh, Bulldogs.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
They be looking hella regular.
Bulldogs? What's that?
If you go on Peachtree Road, it's a gay club, but when I say Tariq, and I don't want to use you.
Standing outside.
They look like you. Like, I'm going to use that as an example, but they look like a regular
dude. We seen Thug Queens down there. Big time. We saw it. We would see it down.
Thug Queens?
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, we would go to Atlanta all the time. You know, when I would do lecture tours and
I thought you were talking about.
But
we would see one or two.
Yeah, we would see Thug. It used to be a gang of gangster fucking queens.
Yeah,
literally. Queens. Like, what are these niggas
doing? That'd be a dope reality show. Gangsta Queens, Rhythm Spoons. That's still an idea. I know you guys.
Bree had a good idea. Flavor of Layla.
Yes.
A dating show for Layla's ass.
Yes, Flavor of Layla. We doing that.
Man.
I'm telling you.
All right, one last story before we get out of here. Layla, give us something good, Layla.
The reality show is coming. No, I'm just joking. Let me see if I got one.
Oh, yeah, by the way, the Chicago episode of the Ism Radio Travel Show will be up tomorrow. It's going to be out tomorrow. So you guys subscribe to the Tariq Radio page. You dig?
But go ahead, you know what I want to talk about? Because actually, I wanted to mention this because I want to go. And I want to go with you guys. Rihanna has, it's her 4th annual Diamond Ball. You guys heard about that? Mm. It takes place in New York City. It's for her charity event. And guess who's going to be hosting it? Issa Rae.
Oh, okay.
And Childish Gambino. and he's going to be performing. And it's basically, it's for her foundation, which supports education across America. So, and you can get tickets.
What's the ticket?
I heard they're not that expensive now. Some of them are like $250.
Okay.
That's not bad. Anybody can go. You know, and it's probably a cheaper ticket, but $250.
And when is this?
It's September 13th. I think we should all go support Rihanna and go to the Diamond Ball in New York. And then while we're out there, here's another Rhythm Spoons idea. Yeah. We can, Tariq can do a concert. We can do a book signing. And then we can do a meet and greet.
I would be the tightest motherfucker.
I'm telling you, I'm like, she shit. Just put your ass to work.
I just put together a whole tour. You guys, thank me later.
Damn. I'm going to do a lot of work out there. I'm doing a concert, a reality show.
Go ahead, get it done.
Shit.
You got to bring your big ass coat.
I know.
September 13th, guys, we'll be in New York.
My God.
I just made that whole shit up.
I know.
It sounds good, though, right?
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
It does.
Man, anyway, we're about to be out of here. Anyway.
See how he doing,
anywho.
Y'all want to see us in NY, hit Tariq up in Salem. You want to see Layla and Bree in New York and DC. Thank you.
And if you want to see Layla and Bree in some draws,
oh yes,
Ism Radio or Ism Angels, that's gonna be popping.
You know what you're talking about.
You know what I want to do around Christmas? I want to, before Christmas, probably do another photo shoot and another lookbook.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and okay. Have it ready for the holidays.
People were asking. Holidays. People were asking for part two. This guy emailed me back. He was like, y'all doing part two on that?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yes. We might have to get Fatima a little thin ass up in there.
And get it popped. Let's do it, girl.
What'd you say, Fatima?
What y'all talking about?
We'll tell you, girl.
Yes.
I have 8. You guys, I wanted to put this out there, though. I do have 8 lookbooks left. They're limited edition, signed by me and Bree.
Yeah.
So hit me up on my Instagram, which is Miss Layla Lopez, and I will get you a copy out. So make sure you hit me up on my DM or my email. So
and let them know your Instagram, Layla.
Oh, yeah. It's MSLAILALOPEZ. I only got 8 left now, y'all. Yeah. Fight. Y'all can fight over them.
And Bree Aria. Let them know.
You better say that name.
I said
right.
It right. I said
you better
it right.
Say it right. With some bass in your voice.
Yes. When is the, not when is it, what is your gram?
Oh, I'm at Brie.Arier.
And you're still holding tight with the vegan.
I am. I'm still going.
You look great.
How long? You do. You look great.
Thank you.
You look great. How long have you been doing it so far?
How many days now? 9 days.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Oh shit. Now don't none of y'all niggas try to take Bree on a date to Sizzler.
Man.
All right.
Oh, she's a one drink drunk, so she'll be a cheap date, y'all.
Shut up.
One drink drunk. You buy her one $10 drink, she good.
Y'all get her some gluten free whiskey on the date, nigga.
Yeah, but you know what? I wasn't even supposed to be drinking. Cause you said, it's gluten and all of that shit.
Yeah.
I keep swimming between vegan and vegetarian. Cause you know, stuff like that happens and then it's like, oh shit, I wasn't supposed to be drinking that.
So, yeah, right. Yeah.
Right. You paid.
Man.
But no meat at whatsoever, none.
We got to come up, if we do the Ism Angels 2 book, we got to come up with some concept. We got to do some different things.
You know who would be a good photographer? The guy that we met.
The guy that we met.
Okay, I'm telling you, his work is fucking solid.
Because I didn't know who he was. Bree's like, pulled me to the side like, yo, we need to talk to him. And Bree, she did a whole little quick little description.
I said,
let's go. I'll talk to him. Let's go. We went over there.
He got a nice catalog.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, cool. He's like really big. And so.
Okay, yeah, so. Cool. But anyway, my Instagram is at Tariq Elite on Instagram. You guys go to TariqElite.com. Go to Minkslide.com. Get that Minkslide album. Go to IsmRadio.com to get the lookbook. Coffee table book, limited edition, guys. I'm going to holler at you guys. Y'all have a good weekend.
Yes. Bye, guys.